This is The Pillars of Bathurst with Dr. Robin McLaughlin and Brett Van Heekeren. The Pillars of Bathurst project is a cultural heritage memorial garden that commemorates past Bathurstians who've added something special to the story of Bathurst. These are their stories.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Bathurst Pillars with Brett Van Heekeren and Robin McLaughlin. Hello, Robin. Who is our Bathurst Pillars person today?
Well, hello, Brett. Well, today I'd like to tell our listeners about someone who is an important figure in our mining history.
Now, would this be someone linked to gold mining in the 19th century by any chance? It has to be gold mining because gold mining is a major theme in the story of the Bathurst region, Hillan, Turon Valley, Sofala, etc.
But before there was gold mining, there was copper mining. People sometimes forget that copper was mined here before the discovery in 1851 of the first payable gold field at Ophir. Just a few years earlier, in 1848, there was a copper mine operating near Rockley, one of the earliest in New South Wales. Our person, though, was only a six-year-old schoolboy in 1848. So let me introduce Lewis Lloyd, born in 1842, in a copper mining and smelting region in South Wales. That's old South Wales. Lewis arrived in New South Wales in 1862 with only a few pennies in his pocket, copper of course, and so it is said unable to speak English, only Welsh. But he had knowledge of copper ore smelting, a skill he brought with him from Wales, and he came under contract with four other men from Wales to work as a copper smelter at the Cadia Copper Mine, which was one of the major copper mining operations in the colony.
Is that the same Cadia that we know of today?
Yes, although it's a much changed operation from Lloyd's time. The emphasis today is on the gold in the ore rather than the copper. In the 1870s, Lewis Lloyd left Cadia and struck off on his own. He brought his knowledge of copper mining and smelting to the Bathurst region. Remember I said there was copper mining near Rockley in the 1840s? Well, by the 1870s, the mining operation there was struggling. A renewal came with the arrival of Lewis Lloyd, who soon played a central role in developing new mines in the Rockley area, notably at Cow Flat and Apsley, better known today as the Lagoon. It was there Lloyd evolved from being a waged employee to that of mine operator. He didn't initially seek outright ownership of the mines, but rather worked under a leasing arrangement, known as a tribute system, supplying the mined ore to his own company's smelter. Not only have knowledge of copper mining and smelting, but he also displayed shrewd entrepreneurial acumen in the financing and managing of his mining and smelting operations. He also benefited from two lucky developments in the 1870s, a substantial rise in the price of copper and the nearby arrival of the railway in the late 1870s. He was able to ship his partially refined copper ore by rail from Perthville to Lithgow for final smelting there by Lloyd's Eskbank Smelting Company. That's right, it was his company's smelter, a modern and extensive operation drawing on Lithgow's coal and an expanding railway network to transport copper ore from wherever it might have been mined.
Now, Lewis Lloyd certainly sounds like he was very much a classic 19th century capitalist.
Oh, well, that's perhaps a fair assessment. Newspaper articles of the day certainly do show him to be a wily, but honest, wheeler and dealer. When Lewis died in 1902, only age 60, one of his obituaries, reflecting on the complicated financial arrangements involved with copper mining, noted that, quote, "In this respect, Mr. Lloyd is recognized as one of the shrewdest men in the city," end quote. Now, he exhibited that shrewdness when faced with falling copper prices in the 1880s. He sold off his Apsley and Cow Flat investments and shifted his attention to nearby Burraga, which he reckoned offered better potentials. And he got it right. The Lloyd's copper mine at Burraga developed into an even bigger and richer enterprise, employing several hundred men and offering a significant boost to the regional economy. The Burraga mine had its own village and boasted its own cricket team, sponsored by Lewis Lloyd. But you know, I wonder, being Welsh, did he sponsor a rugby team as well?
That's a bit of a research job for you, Robin.
Well, it is. I haven't found the answer so far. Any case, Lewis Lloyd went on to have copper mines and smelters elsewhere in New South Wales. He was successful both in making failing operations profitable and in developing new mining operations. he was credited with playing a leading role in advancing New South Wales' mining industry. But the Burger Copper Operation and his Lithgow refinery were his crowning achievements. And speaking of crowns, Lewis was popularly known in his lifetime as the colony's Copper King. He claimed, and seemingly no one challenged him, to have shipped more copper from New South Wales than any other individual or company.
The Copper King. Now, that's the line used as his epitaph on the pillar's plaque. Lewis Lloyd, 1841 to 1902, Copper King.
Yep. Copper King, as his epitaph line, was suggested by his nominator, Margaret Wilson. Margaret also pointed out that Lewis Lloyd made his home in Bathurst during his long involvement with copper mining in this area. His house is still here, and still with the Welsh name he gave it, Glendower, after Erwin Glendower from the 14th century, the last Welsh Prince of Wales. I have the feeling with Lewis Lloyd that it's a case of you can take the Welshman out of Wales, but you can't take the Wales out of the Welshman. Now, Lloyd was often seen heading off to his mines from Glendower, driving his horse and buggy down the street. Any guess as to the name of the street?
It would have to be Lloyd's Road.
Quite so, quite so. His nominator, Margaret Wilson, also pointed out that Lloyd served as our twice-elected member of the New South Wales Legislative Assembly in the 1880s. And there's a story here to be told about his time in politics, as quoted in his obituary in a Bathurst newspaper. Lloyd established a record in his 6 years in Parliament, which he regularly attended. Quote, during the whole of that time, he maintained masterful silence in English and Welsh, end quote. Another obituary referred to him as, quote, an exemplary silent member, end quote. I should point out that these comments were offered as positive observations made in the light of parliamentary behavior of other politicians. There'll be no further comment from me on this point.
I'm guessing that Lewis Lloyd wasn't one for idle conversation. He sounds like a bit of a doer to me.
I agree. He was a man who made things happen. And Bathurst honours Lewis Lloyd with a plaque on the Bathurst pillars for his enterprise in developing our regional and state mineral resources.
You have been listening to one of the stories behind the Pillars of Bathurst, presented by Dr. Robin McLaughlin. This series was produced in the studios of 2MCE FM.